the Rolling Stones doing Like a Rolling Stone. Why not? Hey, why not, huh? Had a thought, a good thought that they had there. So here we are. We're doing our panel show tonight. It's Wednesday. And like that, man, I have been released from doing any efforts for family this week. My characters, whichever character I might do, there's no part for me in this week's script. I'm a what is called a recurring member of the cast, but I'm not a every week character. You know, I like do whatever voices. It's kind of the same thing I did on King of the Hill. I play a lot of different people, you know. Where are we at here, man? So that's that. There's two stories I'm looking for here, and I'll let you in on what I'm doing here. I'm looking for a story about a feisty 7-year-old that allegedly got the drop on a burglar or a robber of some kind, and I just can't seem to find the bitch. Here, the story by a 7-year-old. Let me see if it's in the news. 7-year-old. Search of a 7-year-old left in Japanese forest. Carolina Panthers got 7-year fans wish. Uncle charged in suing 7-year-old. Good God, police. 7-year-old struck by vehicle. Look at all the stories about... Here it is. 7-year-old fights back during a GameStop armed robbery. This is it. Is this the full video? Let's see if they have the full video. I'll show it to you. Excuse me. Well, it's still loading. But it's a... Looked like they have a video clip. God damn it. All right, man, let me get rid of this goddamn thing. Let's do this again. The computer is freezing, and I'm not really in the mood to fuck with it. The whole thing, everything on the computer is frozen. I'm gonna reboot this piece of shit. Oh, okay, good. Here we go. How do I get rid of it? God damn it. Well, you know what, man? Hold on. Fuck me. All right, here we go. Well, there's no audio. Look at this kid fighting. Let's try that again. See this little 7-year-old boy? Kid starts punching these guys. I love it. A little boy is put there in the corner. Yeah, boy. That is a bad situation, man. It's a bad situation. It's too bad. Thieves, man, thieves. Any of you ever been stuck up? Friends of mine have. I haven't, but people I know have been robbed in stores, etc. And the instinct is to want to really, you know, like they say, be a hero. And that's the instinct. And the reality is, more often than not, you'll wind up getting killed or getting somebody else killed. You know, and I know that we've all seen movies where that shit happens. And that's why it's a movie. Because they can make shit happen in a movie that doesn't happen in life. I'm not really saying, you know, don't do anything, but... All right, there was that. And then there was another story I had, completely spaced. Oh, you know what I got? Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. Oh, yeah, sinkhole near I-5, San Joaquin County. You know, that's really interesting, the number of stories that come up. All you have to do is enter in the words 7-year-old, and it's an amazing and sad bunch of stories. All lanes northbound 6, I-5. This is insane. The reason why I'm having to do this is because the goddamn stories, most of these stories are video reports, and I just can't use them, man. I can't use them. Matter of fact, I don't even know why I want this one. Sinkhole shuts down northbound I-5 near Tracy. There's another goddamn video cast or video report. Massive sinkhole halts northbound I-5 south of Tracy. This looks like it might be a little bit more substantial. I don't know. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. All right. But you know, I put in the word 7-year-old, and man, all these stories come up. Really fucked up, man. Your IQ's about this big, buddy. This whole thing about how this is great. These are coaches and how they deal with. I should rewind this. All right. It's our panel show tonight. We haven't had the panel show on since last Thursday. This is Wednesday. Yeah, okay, so this is... Wait a minute. Panel, character. Panel Monday, character Tuesday, panel today. Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Texas man calls police after smoking pot and getting bitten in buttocks by a dog. Is this a Dodger game? It is. Dodger ball is on the air. Who's this guy? Who's the guy that got fired? Schilling? Yeah. All right. Got something here, man. Got it made!
Yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck what the press is saying. We're moving the team. Well, I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and tomorrow is going to be Vernon Dozier.
Tomorrow's Vernon Dozier Day on Snapchat, by the way.
This thing can't hurt you. See? Piece of shit. Tank warfare, very specific. I like to move in at night. You're close to the enemy. I always go in wearing a dark blue sports shirt. I light that motherfucker up. And seriously, I do wear a sports shirt. That's no shit. But one night in Golan Heights, we went in against Syria 3rd Brigade, blew their ass up. Hello, sports fans. Frank Askarowski here from Chicago's Soldier Field, where the Chicago Bears will take on the Toronto Blue Leafs. Blue Leafs.
The Blue Leafs.
Whoa, I just realized. Cool. That's how you zoom in. Yay! Hey, I'm you guys, this is one of my drawings.
Joe Olander. What is this? Let's go. Joe, your car is parked. Is that your car? Here's Allison Martino at Fred Siegel. Hasn't changed since they opened in 1970s. Still quaint as ever. True.
The worst case of bass thumb right now.
Right next to Hollywood Improv.
Oh, bass thumb? That's when you catch so many fish that your thumb gets ground up from their sharp little teeth and you hold their lip to pull the hook up.
That's Shane Nickerson, who is in New England fishing. All right.
General Galen Shaw, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
General Galen Shaw, you can't go wrong with that. Yeah.
He was looking at Marie Hammond, or Marie Osmond, Marie Hammond. Visiting. God damn it. What in the what do you want? Now what? I'm clear this weekend. Sounds good. Okay, Lawrence. Okay. Now what? Thanks so much, Alex. Okay. Sign Doc Tats email. Okay. Cool. Doug Danger. Cool. Cool. Man calls police after smoking pot and getting bitten in buttocks by dog. Small-town police departments have it easy most of the time. There's almost never a high-speed chase, a deadly triple shooting, or a huge drug bust. Speeding tickets and the random drunk driving arrest bring the most excitement. But the beauty of small-town police departments, like the one in Groesbeck, just east of Waco, is the level of homegrown weird that they get to encounter on a daily basis.
Don't do the darn bail. Just do it.
All right, sorry, you know.
Well, he's trying to just inject some humor.
Yeah, well, you're going, Barn, I don't know what you're saying there, you know.
Yeah, just trying to inject some humor.
I get it already.
All right, I won't do it anymore. Take, for instance, this week, a stoner whose dog got spooked by thunder and bit him in the buttocks, leading to the man thinking he'd been shot by a firearm. Take it away, Groesbeck PD Chief of Police Chris Henson, via Facebook. To quell the rumor concerning a reported shooting today, I wanted to offer this brief explanation. We responded to a report of a shooting at a local mobile home park. Officer Cox arrived at a mobile home park. Where the fuck is Groesbeck? It's east of Waco, they just told us. How does it feel? Like Napoleon in rain. Mm-hmm. 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 Where the hell is this? Oh, this is Angel Stadium. Look at all this fucking rocks and shit. What the fuck is that out in Anaheim? What is... I haven't been to Angel Stadium for an Angel game since it was created. Since it became Angel Stadium. Converted from what was Anaheim Stadium, the Big A, where, you know, the Rams played. Once the Rams left, I guess is when they converted it into a the baseball park. And I have no idea what shape it's in, what, you know, this is all cosmetic shit they did to it or what. Oh, fuck. This guy said what? It was determined the victim had been smoking weed on the porch of the thunderstorm passed through area. Lothan is going to the dogs, going to nip the victim in the left buttock. He believed in shots. We call he's trying to see me. There you have it. In a time and age where officers in other cities aren't sure if they're coming back home each night. All right. Excuse me. Daily audio. God, you know, I was just thinking pretty soon it's going to be Milwaukee Lion time. It's fucking almost June, July, bang, August, and then the season. And I'm telling you, that is a lot of motherfucking work. Now, we've been trying to get, we're trying to make it so that we are using PlayStation and we'll actually show video. But it's not really going to be a game that I play. I let the computer play. That's how I do the game, you know. I don't have fucking time to do play-by-play and all that. We do a completely different thing with it. Oh, man. Can you imagine when the goalposts were in the end zone, in the actual field of play, when they sat right at the, basically the goalpost was at the goal line. So the goal line existed, and you either got a touchdown there or you got a field goal, but it had to be on that goal line. Now they've moved the goal, the field goal, back to the back of the end zone, which obviously makes it much safer. But in the back in the day, and I still remember as a kid watching games on TV and even going to some games where the goalpost was there in the end zone, I can't even imagine how the fuck, you know, looking for a pass, wondering if you're going to run into this goddamn thing or not. Fuck, run your fucking, you know, brains out of your head. A lawsuit against McDonald's is alleging the fast food giant's drive-through policies violate Americans with disabilities. Residents blind visited McDonald's friend of foot one night. Finally, the restaurant's lobby was closed. The Diamond Gate sought service. The drive-through, according to a suit, attendants refused service to him, laughed, and told him to go away. McGee believes this constitutes discrimination in his suit. That blind people must hope for a companion with a car or paid taxi. The accessibility of late-night drive-throughs to the disabled. He was trying to do a, but what do you want him to do? Have a walk-up window? I suppose they could have a walk-up window for people who are blind. You know, the thing is, it's not that fucking big of a goddamn fucking deal. Just make your goddamn restaurant accessible to a blind guy. You got a drive-up window. You know, you got people placing orders there. You could easily have somebody walk up, walk right up. Now, I understand that your drive-through is probably not safe for pedestrians, but you can make it fucking safe. You can widen the walkway there, something. Should have fucking seen it coming, McDonald's, you know. Okay. That's my feeling. I don't know. I don't know why it's such a fucking... These motherfuckers do nothing but make money. They do nothing but make money. They can't spend all the money they make. They're going to... How many more places can you stick a McDonald's? You know, I understand that there's capital improvements and, you know, but one of the capital improvements you goddamn motherfuckers can make is, and I can say this, I don't eat your shit anymore. There was a time in my life when I did, much to my great regret, but I can't eat your goddamn shit any longer, McDonald's. But I'll tell you, you know, it doesn't mean that other people aren't siphoning that shit down. And one of the things that they want is, if you're going to be in business, to be in business. This is what these stupid cocksuckers who are so-called Christians but want to have the right to discriminate, this is what they don't get. They don't understand this. You're not a private concern, and you're operating as a private concern, and you're like a bottle club or a country club. You're open for business. You have a business license. They don't get this. You couldn't explain it to them. They think you're making it up. They think you're doing something fancy with the law. This is how fucking dumb these cocksuckers are. You want to do business with the public, you got to do business with the public. All of the public. My religious freedom. Fuck you. Do you understand that you wouldn't have religious freedom if it wasn't for the fact that we have a constitution in the United States? Do you understand that the law clearly states, and through Supreme Court ruling after Supreme Court ruling, that your religious freedom ends where the rights of society at large begin? You do not have the religious freedom, for instance, to conduct yourself in certain ways that are injurious to people, injurious to children, injurious to other people. You cannot, for instance, deprive a child of medical attention. As much as your religion dictates that you should, you can't. You don't get to fucking do it. There's some things that society will not allow, even if it's religion. That's the thing that is, when religious people come up against that, they get fucking flipped out, man. They think their religious freedom extends to every goddamn area that you could possibly extend it to. Sacrificing animals. What about that? Well, now, of course we don't agree. Oh, well, of course you don't agree with that. So you do really believe that there are limits. But you're asking us to make a cake for a fucking queer. Well, doesn't sound bad to me. It sounds like it's animal sacrifice to you. Is that what it sounds like to you? Or you're saying that it sounds okay to you? To me, you not doing that is a denial of someone's right to walk into your fucking store where it says I do business with the public and buy something. Now, if you don't want to have that license, if you don't want to have that right, then you don't get a business license. You don't have to have a business license. You can say, I'm only going to do business with Christians, and you can do that. You put a fucking bulletin up in your church or some shit and have it, be that kind of a groovy thing. It's fucking unbelievable, man. What are those chicken tater tots? T-Rex may have had lips. Isn't that exciting? The Tyrannosaurus Rex might have had lips. At first glance, it would seem like the expected large theropods to have supposed teeth on the right track. Crocodile's teeth are covered by gums for about one quarter of their length, but lips are absent and the tooth crowns are permanently exposed. Look close at tooth structure, a different story. T-Rex may have had lips. Yes, you read that right, lips. Robert Rice, a paleontologist at the University of Toronto, was challenging the longstanding image of meat-eating theropod dinosaurs such as T-Rex. Specifically, Rice suggests that theropods' teeth were not bared all the time, standing outside their mouths and fully visible whether their jaws were open or closed. Rather, these lips were kept hidden, covered by scaly lips, he said. Now, these teeth were hidden. Rice told Live Science in an email that he had always been bothered by the typical permanent smile portrayal of theropod. He first looked at the closest living relative of the theropod dinosaur, crocodiles, for clues about tooth exposure. Do elephants have lips? Would you get out of here? All right. When I saw you, I knew. And a massive sinkhole.
Look, one of the things I think we have a problem with, Phil, is that there's always this, there is the expectation that, I got a guy who's blind. I'm trying to run a business. I'm trying to run a nice business.
Testing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Testing 1-2. All right. Okay, man. Let's see, what do we got here, man? Oh, yeah!
What about
All right. Oh, this is wonderful. What? Yes, it's the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. I know this embarrasses a lot of people because they hear you, Phil, that's Phil doing the voice of Margaret. And again, it embarrasses me.
Margaret, would you stop already?
What is it with you?
What is it? But there's nothing with me, Phil. It's with you.
All right, here we go. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All of the voices that you hear performed on the show today, take two.